Well, everybody's talking about when we should open things up. Let's open it up. Let's open it up. Let's get back to normal. And you want to get to your grocery store and you got to get the food. And guess where that food comes from? You know where that steak you slapped on the Barbie is? Those burgers come from? Those ribs? Come from a meatpacking plant. Some of the biggest ones are in Alberta. They're all over the place. And if you've ever seen what's going on in there, if you ever talk to the workers, it's a tough, tough job. And inside a meatpacking plant during a pandemic, whew, dangerous. In Red Deer, Alberta, at the Olymel pork processing plant, there's been 200 cases of COVID, and now a 30-year-old man has died. Now, allegedly, that's the link to that plant. They've had an outbreak there. November, mid-November, the man died late January, about 2 months later. According to Alberta Health Services, no pre-existing conditions. It's not the first meatpacking plant, slaughterhouse, choose your word, to have an outbreak. There's been a lot of them. Cargill runs a plant in High River. They got an outbreak. And now there's calls. So this is important because when you go to the grocery store and you're worried about catching something at the grocery store, imagine the people who's preparing the food for you. Now the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 401 said, we got to shut this down. It's too dangerous. Thomas Hesse is the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 401. That is the largest private sector union in Western Canada, and he joins us now. Sir, good to have you on the program.
Hey, good morning, Evan.
What's the conditions like for the workers in there, sir?
Well, it's every packing house, as you say, slaughterhouse, processing plant, whatever you want to call them. I mean, Human Rights Watch has said that this is, you know, the most dangerous and difficult job effectively in the world doing this kind of work to begin with. At the Olymel plant, they're ramping up production. This is a pork processing plant, and they're ramping up production, hiring workers. They've hired 200 or 300 workers recently. They're gassing, slaughtering 10,000 pigs a day. And it's a box, and people are standing side by side, wielding razor-sharp instruments. It's crowded, and they've just added more bodies to the box, and they've added more production to the box, and the box is only so big. Therefore, employees are bumping into each other, very close proximity, and all the PPE in the world and the plexiglass shields in the world are not going to prevent a certain measure of social proximity. So we have it's a very problematic workplace. All of these workplaces are racialized Canadians, new Canadians. People for whom English is a second language. Many of these new hires have not been properly trained. And so we've got a serious situation at Olymel, as we do in all of these food processing plants.
So what do you want to happen then?
Well, a number of things. I mean, first of all, we need to change the narrative around COVID-19. I'm pretty tired of being told to wash my hands and keep my distance and wear a mask. I mean, I know those things. But if you walk into an office building, I mean, we wouldn't get on the elevator if there were 10 people in the elevator. And so we've got these boxes where people are bringing food to the tables of Canadians, and they're left to self-regulate. There is no real incentive or penalty for an employer to be drunk on production and forget about their workers. And that's exactly what's happening. Every cow that's slaughtered, every pig that's slaughtered, every chicken that's slaughtered is a profit for the employer. So they move down the line and they crank up the line speed. People are buying food. The grocery retailers are making a killing right now. And, the food is moving through all of the intersections of the production matrix. And we're forgetting about these people in these processing plants, about these workers, these human beings who are faceless and nameless. And we're forgetting about them. And we need government, meaningful government regulation, constant inspection. You know, COVID-19 is a moment by moment thing. Every minute, every surface matters. I was at the Cargill plant not long ago. JBS plant. I'm going to the Cargill plant today. And I'm looking at the microwaves, and I asked someone for the microwave cleaning schedule. And there's all these microwaves lined up, hundreds of workers utilizing for their lunch breaks. And there was no cleaning schedule. And so hundreds, if not thousands, of workers are touching these surfaces all the time. These places need to be watched. There needs to be government watchdogs. There needs to be penalties if health and safety is principles are not being adhered to, and the places should be shut down if there's outbreaks. The pause button should be hit. There should be a re-examination by experts. Workers should be interviewed, and the places should shut down when there are.
But for how long? Like some people say, are we going to have a? Would this lead to a shortage, a meat shortage?
Well, I mean, do you shut them down for 2 days, 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, or 2 weeks? I mean, each case is going to depend on its circumstances and the severity of the outbreak and what inspectors might discover in terms of health and safety. So if you discover that 300 workers haven't been trained on health and safety, how long does that take before right. that plan should be?
There's a lots of outbreaks here. I don't understand. Where are the inspections of these plants? Why is this missing in a critical essential industry? We need the food supply. The workers are in danger. Past is a clear indicator that these are dangerous environments. Where the heck are the inspections?
Well, I mean, that's what we're asking. You know, since all of this started, we've never seen any real leadership in this area, either at the federal or the provincial level. The industry is left to self-regulate. And, you know, agriculture, the production of food, farming, the retailing of food, supermarkets, all of these businesses, they're booming. You know, government is adopting this hands-off perspective, and no one wants to talk about the fact that this is an occupational illness. You know, you hear this phrase, community transmission, but these workplaces are part of the community. In fact, in and of themselves, they are communities. 70, 80% of our waking hours in our lives are spent at work. These workers come, hundreds, if not thousands of them, come to work every day in these cramped spaces in a completely unregulated environments. If you saw 2,000 people at a wedding on television, we'd right. be outraged. We'd yeah. want to fine them. We'd want to inspect them. We'd go crazy. But we allowed 2,000 workers to cram into these places every single day.
Yeah, it's something, folks, you got to think about where your food comes from, because there's people who are in a dangerous situation. We need to make sure that they're safe so everybody's safe. Listen, I really appreciate you joining us, shedding a light on something that's very hard to get light shed on. Thomas Hesse, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 401. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, sir, and good luck. Yeah, I just want to, you know, those are those things where you're just like, wait, really? 2,000 people? You have your burger tonight. Grab your hot dog. Grab your chicken. This is where it's coming from. And those are real dangerous jobs. And there's outbreaks there. I just don't know why. Government should just inspect it. It's key. They're hot zones. They're hot spots. They spread. Like, it's in everyone's interest here. Even the industry. I just don't get that.